We are work in progress. Justin Montemayor, back from MexFest 2026. It's DJ.
DJ?
Hola.
And Ham. Oh.
Come on.
You, Ham, you fully bought into the culture, huh? They made a real Mexican out of you?
No sé.
Tequirias?
Like he's just going through the words he already knew before MexFest.
Biblioteca.
Now he thinks if he adds an effeminate affect to the word K, we'll believe him a little bit more.
I don't have to prove myself to either.
You just know? Go past the first inch of your Spanish bag here.
Why would
Let's
I?
Let's see how much more you got.
Not your dancing monkey.
Pongamos de acuerdo en te habrías ido antes.
What?
I'm dead serious. Was that Spanish or was that a different language?
I think that was like backwards masked.
Pongamos de acuerdo en te habrías ido antes.
What? That is a great example, though, of speaking your non-native language and unconsciously putting that little accent stank on it, thinking that that helps pass what you're saying.
Help no me, chase. Help me sell it.
People can see through your accent.
I think there's more Ham Spanish ones in there, too. I think there's Feliz Cumpleaños.
No chase. Feliz Cumpleaños.
Boys.
Tequirias?
Whips just trying to get through Guadalajara without drawing attention to ourselves.
Sweating like crazy.
Yeah, we're just trying to find our hotel. What's the word, guys? Donde está?
Buenos noches.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to help us, Ham. Appreciate it. DJ, do you know how to ask this person where our hotel is?
Tequirias?
No, that doesn't help us either.
We'd be lost.
We're just going to... Yeah, you're definitely not helping. I don't think speaking Farsi is going to help us get to our hotel. I'm just going to sleep in our car.
It's impressive, but not helpful in Mexico.
Hola.
I'm just going to sleep in your car here. Well, yes, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
We decided, since you were at MexFest 2026, to go the complete opposite in replacing you and went with Baldy.
Yeah. Baldy and Lando on Monday.
Right. Correct. Just, don't want to get anybody confused.
The Great White Hope, Kevin Landrum.
Oh yeah,
we did have Lando on Monday, which you missed out on because morning Lando is just a treat.
It's a different animal than the afternoons.
Yeah.
The afternoons, he's got his life in order for a little bit.
You can see, you know, he's got that pep in his step.
Such a vibrant personality in the afternoon.
He's kind of skipping through the hallways.
Yeah,
but in the morning,
I puked this weekend.
Which we were with him this weekend. I was wondering what he's referring to. But Lando,
can I use your bathroom?
Lando's just, I don't know. I can't tell if he either slept too much or not at all.
It's almost, let me help you with that. It's almost never you slept too much.
Okay.
It's probably what he slept on.
Greatness.
Again, it's just all 50-50 questions. Is that blood his or someone else's?
Or some rodents
that he bit into right before the show. Morning Lando just...
He was covered in some kind of anonymous blood?
Yeah.
Is that what you're alleging?
We couldn't figure out if it was even human blood. But
Lando.
It was very noticeable.
I feel like you can't ask somebody whose blood is that. If they're covered if they're covered in it and not making reference to it,
right.
I'm just leaving it alone.
Right.
Blood everywhere.
So we were like, oh...
I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, Cowboys are going to play. Didn't ask him about it.
Y'all talk Cowboys on Monday?
Yeah.
For Memorial Day? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
We went over the schedule again.
Sounds like I missed a lot.
How was MexFest this year? I know you like the people watch there.
It's called Sueños.
Oh.
Apparently the trademark for MexFest was already taken. They didn't want to fight that legal battle.
That's why when I went to the Lavanderia, they didn't know what I was talking about.
Showed up in full festival garb.
I kept asking, my General Santa Ana
Sueño
outfit
means sleep or dream or sleepy. So the fest was called Sleepy's Fest.
Were you under the impression that if you went there, you would get to sleep with a bunch of Latin women and were taken aback when you got there? It was just a music festival.
I assumed that wasn't going to happen.
Oh.
I didn't set my...
on the off chance.
I'm going to say that they... We're probably talking about dreaming.
It's dreams.
Yeah. Not a sleep festival.
Again, we had a tough time when we did our road show south of the border.
Oh, EA went.
EA's the headliner. You watch EA on a Serta mattress.
It was great. The scenery was nice as usual. You are correct.
Like the trees and the
downtown skylines. Downtown skylines right there next to Grant Park in Chicago.
Yeah.
Weather's been tough 2 years in a row where first day actually was great. Sunny, even though it got sunburned. You'll take that. Next day it rained all morning the day before the fest, or the, I guess the morning before the festival. So.
Mucha agua.
See. Mucho. And by the end of the day, because there's very narrow spots where you're going from the main field up a hill, kind of, there's a few steps, but people are making other pathways up to try to get to the other stages and food and bathroom and stuff.
Steps?
The hill.
Yeah,
and
just
the step.
Just inclines in general, man, yes.
It's like my my magic and bird steps or any kind of incline. Yeah.
On a perfect day, it would have been a tough day for you out there. On the rainy day,
sloshing around,
we would have just had to abandon you in the mud. It was so muddy.
Monty on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, he would have died of dysentery midway through the show, and there's nothing we could have done about it. At least it didn't rain during the show, but yeah, it was just the fact that it turned into a massive mud pit the whole time, so some people were not prepared for that, which is funny, people watching girls in high heels try to walk through a muddy field, not understanding anything that's happening here.
Yeah.
But, it's a good scene. It's a good time. I know about 5% of the words that are being said. That's generous. 2% of the words that are being said the entire time.
Pongamo.
There was need the translator.
I
there.
Needed the translator there. That would have been helpful if EA had been there.
Who was your favorite artist there?
J Balvin, by far, was the big ticket. There was a couple other big ones as well, but I'm not really familiar with them.
Who was that lady you're telling me about that was the stripper?
She wasn't a stripper. She was a prostitute turned rapper.
Whoa.
Turned performing artist.
Interesting.
Her name was, oh my gosh, putting me on the spot here. I'm gonna have to look.
Sounds like she made a big impact on your life.
You got this.
Does your lady friend also enjoy the sordid past that she has?
She was the one that actually told me about it. So I guess it's apparently a very well-known thing.
Interesting.
And she understands more than 2% of the words, right?
She understands 100% of what's happening.
And she
there.
Probably gets so beaten having to tell you.
Well, sometimes she will try, and it's just like,
I get it.
Look, it's okay.
I'm having a good time.
I'm rolling.
Just like, what are they saying? Yeah. Every 5 seconds.
No, definitely what? Not trying to do that.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Like, I'm trying to be one step above the.
Babe, what are they singing about? What are they saying?
Everyone seems really excited. What was that? What was that there?
Why am I clapping?
Takiria's.
Okay, her name is Tokisha. And you have to go to her Instagram because her main pictures are not
okay,
representative.
You're having to direct us to the good stuff?
Yeah. She's got like videos from Instagram.
Gorgeous.
And she had a very novel idea of something that she was doing on stage that I've never seen anyone else do that I think is going to take off. She did about 3 outfit changes, and she did all of the outfit changes just on stage. So she would just have the camera on her with the big screens as she's down to her little naughty bits at the very end, her little nothing, just wearing a little tiny thong and
her panties,
her little panties. Yeah.
Can we get a spelling of the name?
It is
the second you said the fact that there might be photos of her on stage naked. EA now needs a spelling.
It is T O K I S C H A. Tokisha.
I don't know if this will catch on throughout the entire music industry. Like, I don't know if Paul McCartney's going to do this.
I watch Carlos Santana.
That's what I was thinking of.
Go down to his little boxers. Why not?
James Hetfield's going to be at the next Metallica show. Hold on.
But Tokisha has a very interesting and active Instagram, if you'd like to check her out. And again, I mean, I haven't done much research into it, but she did have a stint in prostitution. Mm. And now she's performing on stage at Sueños for me.
Who among us?
I mean, courage. Pretty interesting story there.
I'm good.
Okay.
Boy.
Okay.
That would be a low light for any lady out there when you're told I'm good by EA. man.
I think she'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think she'll be fine.
But if you were trying to connect with her by speaking her native tongue, EA, what would you say to her?
Pongamos de acuerdo en te habrías ido antes.
And then she would just, it'd be like the middle of a show where she's just down to nothing right there. Well, this is a notable show. You may have heard this on Elf Show, but we will say it again, as this will be the last show for our board operator, Connor Caldwell, as he is headed to greener pastures.
Heading into hospice. It's nice knowing him. Had a good run.
Let's put him out to pasture.
See you in the next life.
Basically...
Oh, no. He was on the life support.
He's
already.
Gone. Yeah,
you're laying there, and your last action is putting one bullet through you. No, but Connor is leaving us as he is taking the full-time weekday overnight board op job.
The coveted overnight board op
right.
job.
The board job.
Now, you know what that leads you to? You might become a co-host on Turn Off Your Mics.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
So
from the previous man.
Just keep your head down doing your thing. But we hate that you're leaving us, Connor, but we're glad that you're becoming full time.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. But I'll still get to see you guys. Especially villains potentially.
Almost never.
Never interact with anybody.
I guess I'll just see EA when he comes up here to record his podcast.
I think about all the times I've seen Creighton over the last few years, and it's like once.
He's a ghost.
At ticket stock watching Longhorns volleyball or something.
Yeah.
I got to find a bit now.
How's the band taking it?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Besides you bringing in the Tokisha idea that you have about your outfit changes.
Nothing's really changed. We're taking a break from shows just to make some new songs and stuff, but it is definitely going to affect the like weekday schedule, but on the weekends, I'll be off, which is nice.
What are the chances that y'all play Sueños Festival next year?
We put in our application, actually.
That would be great for me if there was just one band that I went there. It's like, okay.
And now to the stage, local Connor. Band from Dallas.
I understand what these guys are talking about.
New Avenues and their lead singer's red bits being shown.
You'll have to practice that.
Mucho Rojo Pelo.
Carpet matches the bits.
Yeah. Well, how are you preparing for the changed sleep schedule?
Yeah, that's going to be an adjustment. I did a couple this week, just filling in, and the one-offs are really tough because the next day I try to have a normal day.
Yeah.
But I think I'll get adjusted to it once I have the set schedule. Next week I'm doing an event for my other gig, and then I start, next Sunday. So I'm going to have to really do it on the fly. But sleepy, I just got blackout curtains at the apartment.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Trying to make it work.
Trying to bird yourself.
Yeah.
It's very clutch for overnights, the blackout curtain. Because you have to trick your body into thinking it's time to go to bed so you're not dead-ass tired in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and after like 4 a.m., once Daddy gets here, I'm awake. And so it's really hard to just...
He's an alarm clock.
He'll make sure you're awake, yeah.
So adjusting to that's going to be the biggest thing for me, but
to see Daddy every day,
yeah,
that's the biggest adjustment.
No,
I would agree.
Getting home at 6 a.m. is going to be an adjustment. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations, you have now are making full time radio money. I don't know if
that's
you already earmarked your first check for
a cumulus
some kind of sports car,
buy your mom a house.
Right.
That's a big one that we all do. That's ticket tradition. Once you get promoted to full time, you take care of the family.
Yeah, you might want to lower your standards to maybe maybe I'll treat myself to a guacamole on my Chipotle bowl.
Yeah, just a little extra today.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do the extra scoop of chicken. You gotta lower your standards a little bit.
You know what? Give me the strawberry syrup on my Sunday. I'm feeling extra pep in my step.
Yeah, things are coming up, Connor. Yeah. I got a new position.
Double dip.
I think that I'll splurge. Oh, not for her. No, not for her. Just me.
She'll share off of mine. Working Sundays with you guys. This has been like me growing up here at the ticket is working with you guys.
I do think you owe this show a lot of credit for your success.
You know what?
It's an easy show to work with. We highlight you a lot. We're very open to bringing other people on this show.
Right.
Consequently, this is the last show we're actually going to sound good on Sundays.
You think so?
I'm guaranteeing it.
And you'll always be in Whip Lore, because in one of our opens you go, DJ.
That's right. That's my contribution to Work in Progress. Be there.
And Monta on the Web.
Yeah, at the very beginning you go, keep stumping.
That's right.
So on the Work in Progress Mount Rushmore, where does Connor rank?
1A, 1B to Chris Tapia.
Ooh.
I don't know. Are we putting Tokisha up there already?
No, she hasn't done enough.
I've ran y'all's show before.
Well, you're definitely above him, Connor.
Thank you. God.
I think it's only fitting, EA, on our Mount Rushmore if you're just kind of, we see you off to the side lurking.
It's a non.
You're there.
You're on the mountain, but you're just lurking to the side.
Right.
Unfinished.
I do picture different sections of mountain on the same giant, or different faces on the mountain. Like, I picture Monty's face much bigger at the top of the pyramid. Yeah. Let's
He's
say.
The Washington.
Yeah.
Washington.
For sure. And then there's the Mino section, the previous section over here. There's Current Whip.
What?
Contributors. Celebrity endorsers that have been...
Scott Rollins.
Like fake Scott Rollins, EA.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, Dan Campbell.
Our friend from TMS who... What was his name?
Shea Whigham.
Shea Whigham. He's on there.
Did y'all
have
a porn star one time?
Go see Mission Impossible.
We did?
What do you mean?
The old web. Didn't y'all have like a porn star come on all the time?
That was...
Cirque did.
And different show, sir.
Who was that?
They had Rachel Starr.
Rachel Starr, yeah.
I thought that was Mino in... Okay.
No, Mino doesn't do that kind
We're gonna
of stuff.
Now get him off the run.
Yeah, I think we need to schedule getting EA off the run. He clearly doesn't know anything.
For inaccurately attributing a porn star to our show?
Yeah, call the Masons.
Pongamos.
It's not the type of show we do here.
And he's back.
Yeah, this is a Sunday show, sir.